K24 RMK Mole. 4RK KB4 CBA. Good evening. Name here is David.
Dude, never done this before.
Yeah. me. So is this your first contact on 2 meters FM?
It is.
Congratulations. What's your license class?
My technician's here about a month ago.
Well, back when I got mine, they had novice, and I got an 82, and then I got my Tech Plus right after that. And I actually bought my radio at the Greenville Ham Fest. It was at the fairgrounds. Tells you how old I am. And I think I bought it about a month before I got my Tech Plus license. So that was my incentive. I went and bought the radio. But, of course, I could listen. I just couldn't transmit on it until I got my, my Tech Plus. But, anyway, and I did. And now I'm a general, so. But, anyway, enough of that. So what are you up to tonight?
Trying to figure this out and do a little studying for my general.
What kind of radio are you talking on?
ST60, whatever, it's a small handheld.
I just bought one about a month or two ago in Dallas, Texas. I was at the HRO. We were in doing a trip, and we drove, and 2,700 miles. Drove to Galveston, Texas. That was our, target place. Well, of course, we stopped a lot of places going and coming back. We came back a different way, so, we got to see different things. And but I stopped at HRO and bought one. I got the, the microphone that you could plug in to the side of it. And it's a nice little radio. I got the software program, programming software, and cable for it, and that makes it a lot easier to program your frequencies into the radio.
I did a little bit, but I haven't got the cable or software yet. That's probably next. The only thing I've done to it is put a 15-inch antenna on it, which has helped a lot.
You've got a little bit of white noise with your signal, but you're solid into the repeater, and no problem copying you at all. You got a good signal there. On that little radio, it's not those things aren't really big. I just wanted something that had a little better receiver in it, because I had bought a Balfang, and it transmits really good and sounds good on transmit, but it doesn't have a good receiver in it, and the repeater would just completely drop out sometimes when I was mobile in my wife's car. So, and I was using the same exact antenna that I had on my other car. So anyway, that's the main reason I bought that Yaesu.
Bofang tube I just got for my 11-year-old. He was interested in listening in, but it sometimes kicks out. I haven't really transmitted on it yet.
I was in a bad spot there, so I missed a little bit of that. There's I'm on Everett Road, and it's kind of, there's some places where the I can't receive the repeater very well. It's kind of splotchy, and I just went through one of those. Try that transmission again, if you don't mind. KB4 CBA.
Yeah, I was saying I've got a real thing that I've kicked out once in a while. I've received on a little bit, but I haven't tried transmitting on it yet.
Try programming it.
Yeah, I downloaded the Chirp software and hooked it up yesterday. Was playing with it, trying to get these stations in there and program.
It's good, because I tell you, I put in one or two frequencies manually, and I said, you got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. I got the Chirp software and got me a cable, and man, it was just so much easier. And, you know, because you just have to jump through too many hoops with it, you know, trying to do it manually.
Yeah, that'll be my next purchase, is the cable, so I can program this one, as I certainly don't want to do it with the keypad. Too many buttons.
I'm talking on a ICOM 2730. It's a dual band mobile, and the reason I bought it mainly was for because the face comes off the radio, and you can just mount the face of it, you know, in the, you know, where you can see it in the car, in the console, and then you can put the radio under the seat, and the microphone actually plugs into the into the display part, so instead of the radio under the seat, that so you can mic cord like you would if it was under the seat, so that makes it nice. But anyway, and it's also a cross-band repeater radio, but I haven't used that feature, but I hadn't even tried it.
What would be the reason you'd want to do a crossband?
Let's say you're wanting to talk on your Baofeng or your FT-60 in the house, but you can't, you're not hitting the repeater very well, you could use like a 440 frequency and keep talk into this radio here in the car, and then it would transmit it. You can program it to transmit on 6.1 or whatever repeater you want it to transmit to, and this one can hit, mine can hit the repeater full quieting from my garage, so, you know, so you could just sit in the house and talk on an HT and know that you're getting in, and you know, you're not having a problem, you're not having to find a hot spot, so to speak. So you can hit the repeater with the handheld.
KQ4 RMK.
They went out another breaker in there. I think it was Chad, but I'm not sure. Breaker, go ahead. This is KB4 CPA mobile. Anybody? Tell me your name.
Should have done that to begin with. You're talking to Andrew. I'm located in Taylor's.
Well, I'm in Taylor's. I live in Pheasant Ridge subdivision, and I'm getting ready to pull into the garage, so I'm going to have to sign with you. I'm going in and sit down with the wife for a little bit and watch TV. But it was good to talk to you, Andrew, and I'm glad to be your first contact on 2 Meters FM. Wow. So, but just keep throwing your call out there, and, you know, and you can even just say, you know, anybody around and give you a call and see if anybody comes back. They don't. Go to another frequency, and you know that you can hit and try it there. So, but 6.1 is pretty busy. the probably the busiest one around. But you gotta try and see if you can hit 145.190. And that's the Mount Mitchell repeater, and see if you can hit that thing. You may have to go outside to hit it, but maybe not. I don't know. But if you can hit that one, you can talk to people in Tennessee from that repeater. But anyway, I'm gonna run, and you have a good evening. Good to talk to you, and I'll stick around for your final transmission, and hope you have a good evening. 73 is Andrew, KB4, CPA, clear after yours.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you for the conversation. I'm just around the corner. We're just up off of Reedsville Road, so not too far apart. And I will check that frequency out. Sounds like an interesting try to see if we can reach out a little further. So appreciate it, and I'll be clear. Thanks.